Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, Kyle Klingman of Track Wrestling for another edition of 7 Minutes brought to you by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. Our guest is Jaden Ironman, 3-time All-American for the University of Missouri. He is taking an Olympic redshirt year for 2020. And then he's going to transfer to the University of Iowa. So we get to delve into why he picked Missouri and why he's transferring to the University of Iowa. And as you delve into your college wrestling choice, we hope you'll check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. It's the place to go for all your recruiting needs. Hope you'll enjoy this interview. We have Jaden Ironman. He's coming up next. Our guest today for 7 Minutes is Jaden Ironman, 3-time All-American for Missouri, who is taking an Olympic redshirt. He is transferring to the University of Iowa for the 2021 season. Jaden Ironman, are you ready to go 7 Minutes?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally ready.
If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
I would tell myself to take the process slow, you know, make sure you know where you want to go. Just, you know, take all the advice you can get from everyone, take the visits and just feel what's best for you instead of just going right into something and making a decision right away.
Let's go back to recruiting when you were in high school. What do you remember about it? What were your top 3 schools? Why did you pick Missouri? And then why did you decide to transfer to Iowa?
So growing up, I was always around the Missouri program. So I always felt like it was home to me. Like, I just knew everyone, you know, and my dad coached up there for a while. And if I stayed home, I was able to, you know, be with coach, my dad, and be able to continue our journey together in freestyle and hopefully to the Olympics. And, you know, that was a big reason I stayed. And also I wanted to wrestle for my family, my grandfather and all that. Everybody was there because I'm from Columbia. So it was just felt like the right thing to do at the time. You know, they were there at my house at 1201, right when I was able to be recruited, they were there at my house. So, you know, they wanted me and then I committed the next day, but I really feel like I should have waited and took the time and talked to other schools and feel like what's best for me and, you know, enjoy the process because, you know, I'm 100% grateful for what Missouri has done for me. You know, they took me to the next level. I feel like they've helped me with certain aspects of my wrestling that I needed help with at the time. And, you know, I was forever grateful for Coach Smith for letting me bump up to 41 my freshman year and, you know, to All-American and then continue to keep All-American for the next 3 straight years. It was just a blessing.
And then take that further. Why did you decide to transfer to Iowa?
I decided to transfer to Iowa because I felt like it was what was best for me to continue in my freestyle career. You know, Missouri didn't have really the best freestyle program, but you know, it was nothing against them. It was just, I needed to do what was best for me and my future and my career. I felt like this is what I needed to do. It was nothing against them or anything. It was just, you know, it came down to a personal choice. And, you know, Iowa is just, the main thing that I needed help with was getting in that 7-minute shape where I could go for 7 minutes straight as hard as I could with my wrestling style. Because if I feel like if I can go 7 minutes like that, nobody in the world can keep up with me. And, you know, Iowa, I felt like it was the best place because, you know, they're always brawling, going hard. They never stop. And we always knew that is what I needed. So I had the wrestling aspect of everything. I just needed that mental toughness, that grit of just putting my head down and going now.
If you could take one skill from any other wrestler and add it to your game, what do you think would benefit your wrestling the most?
Probably just, I don't know. I love how hard the brands went in college. They just put their head down and just go for 7 minutes straight, and they never got tired. So I feel like if I can get to that point where I can just go, 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 and then have my wrestling style how it is, it'll just wear people out to where they make mistakes, and then I can capitalize on it.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you are the president. What would you want to change?
I would love to make the America one style, and that's freestyle. You know, it's just, it's really exciting. And you know, it's the end goal is the Olympics. And I feel like that hurts us sometimes of transitioning from folk style to freestyle when you have like Russia and Iran and all these other countries that have been top of the game for years. They just focus on freestyle for their whole lives. So they have little tricks that we don't really understand until we get to that level.
What is the last thing you tell yourself before you step foot on the line?
Right before I step on that line, I'm grateful to God for everything he's given me and this ability to do what I love and travel the world and just, you know, go out there and compete and do what I love. And I always just say, I'm going to go out there, have fun, and put a show on the fans.
What is the greatest compliment someone could give you?
I love it when they call me unique. Like, my wrestling style is unique because I feel like that's a good thing. Like, if they call me funky or unorthodox, I just find that really as a big compliment because I know it's something that nobody else is doing. And when that is the case, always the extraordinary or the not the social norm or the what is normal to wrestling is always a good thing, because then you go out there and people don't know what you're doing and they don't know how to prepare for that. So when everybody tells me like I'm unorthodox or I'm just different than what they're used to, I think it was a big compliment to me.
What is the strangest thing that has ever gone through your mind during a wrestling match?
I was at a duel and I couldn't remember if I turned my lights off or not at my house. It just popped in my head and I was like, wait, I just got to focus on this match. So I forgot about that and just kept going.
What is the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
The most interesting thing is I've never drank in my life. So that's just like a personal choice. It's something that I feel like, you know, I saw growing up that it was a big problem, you know, with some certain family members in my life. So I always vowed that I would not get into that and try to live a good lifestyle.
What is your greatest fear?
My greatest fear is not living up to what I know I can do. I know what I'm capable of. I have family that tells me it all the time, friends that tell me it all the time, and I know it. So my biggest fear is just not doing what I set out to do.
What is the best way to motivate Jaden Ironman?
Just knowing that someone out there is always getting better every single day. You know, there's always somebody better than who I am today. So the thing that motivates me every single day is just getting to that new level every single day, setting the little goal for myself and completing that. And then the next day I have another goal and I complete that. Then the next day I have another goal and I complete that. So it's always about making little steps towards the end goal.
If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against?
I'd love to wrestle my dad, Mike Ironman. I feel like me and his match would be wild, and I feel like the fans would go crazy over it.
Jaden Ironman, you just went 7 minutes. We appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you at the Olympic trials.
Thank you very much.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.